What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through, by the way. With us is, this is going to sound really highbrow for you kids, all right? This is, her name is Ashley Sedan, and she is a professor of music at Drake University, and we're talking about chamber music. What, Ashley? Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Ah, thanks for having me, Michael.
So, Rachel Formaro put you in touch with us.
She did, yes.
Something Pagoda, Blue Pagoda, yes. I think is what she does. And so you work at Drake. You're over there doing this highbrow stuff, right?
No, okay. Highbrow.
So now you need to go ahead and tell us, what is it, first of all, that you do, Ashley?
Well, really what I do at Drake is I teach cello. Plain and simple, I spend my days teaching cello lessons.
Yo-Yo Ma, right?
There you go. That's me. All right. Yo-Yo Ma number two.
and so you're doing, as you have for a number of years, the Zenith Chamber Music Festival.
Yes.
What in the world? I mean, this sounds like you have to have, you know, top hat and tails to go, right?
No, and that's actually the whole point of this festival. What I love about this festival, I started it 4 years ago, and my whole goal is to get free concerts out to the public in a variety of different venues to try to break down the barriers of traditional classical music. So I think we can't really sustain our past model of having the musicians on stage and the audience removed from them and all the musicians just unreachable. So my goal is to bring in these amazing musicians. The music is still fantastic, but to take it to interesting venues like Jasper Winery or a library or the Temple for Performing Arts and have them play music that is accessible to audiences and make it free so that people can bring their families. And if they can only stay, if their kids can only last for one piece, then that's fine. They leave after one piece and they can still expose their kids to this music.
Nice.
And then I like to have the audience members really get a chance to talk to the musicians, because that's actually what people like to hear from the people performing, and you know, what do you like about this type thing.
And okay, so this starts tonight, is it Monday night?
Tomorrow night.
Or tomorrow, first, Tuesday night.
Yes.
That would be the 14th.
Yes.
And it runs just this week?
Just this week, all the way till Saturday.
Okay. And so you're at various venues. Mm-hmm. What can people expect? I mean, when you say, okay, this is chamber music, and we've got cellos, and what other instruments?
Violins, violas, piano, everything. So chamber music is literally music of the house, and it's meant for small, intimate venues. But in today's society, we've kind of gone out to big concert halls where you're sitting amongst many people. So my goal is we're at smaller venues where people can feel like they can reach out and touch the musicians, almost, not really.
Zenith Chamber Music Festival. It's going on this week in Des Moines. How is all this funded?
All private donations and grants. So because everything's free,
so you have to work getting people to fund this.
Yes,
that's what you do in the other 51 weeks of the year.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay, let's start out, if we can, talking about the venues that you're going to be at this week. So Tuesday night, where?
Tuesday night's at the Temple for Performing Arts.
Nice.
In the fourth floor ballroom. So it's a really cool venue.
It is.
And I'm going to have a catered bar there so people can drink wine and listen to chamber music.
All right, and then, so that's Tuesday.
And that's at 7:30 on Tuesday.
7:30 on Tuesday. So we can go to dinner.
Yeah. Right?
And then pop in for a little chamber. What a relaxing evening.
I think so. Go to Centro, get a nice pizza or some Italian
food. There you
go.
Right downstairs, as a matter of fact.
Not that I'm plugging Centro, but.
George would love it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Where are we at Wednesday night?
Wednesday night is at the Jasper Winery, and that's at 6 o'clock. So it's supposed to be more like a happy hour type thing. You can come, get a cheese plate, drink wine, and it's inside, not outside. So it's a really cool, like, live acoustics. The musicians are literally right there. And anything ranging from solos to quartets to quintets, just a big variety of music.
All right, and that's on Wednesday evening. By Wednesday, it's supposed to be cooler, like 83 degrees.
Oh, yay. That's good to
know. So when you're schlepping those big cellos around, you know, you're not going to be spitzing all over the place. Okay, Thursday?
Thursday is at the Johnston Public Library, and I'm bringing in Damani Phillips, who's an amazing jazz musician.
I know Damani Phillips.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that will be at 6:30, and they call it the Loud Library Coffee Hour. So they'll have coffee, and it'll be loud. But jazz, sax, you know, bass, it'll be cool.
Wow, very nice. And that's at what time?
That's at 6:30 on Thursday.
On Thursday, Johnston Public Library. Mm-hmm. All right, we're rolling into the weekend. What are we doing Friday?
Okay, so Friday we're back to the 7:30 time slot at Plymouth Church, which is on the corner of Ingersoll and 42nd,
right.
And
what a neat venue that is, too.
Yes, and this will be our first time at this venue, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous church.
Yeah, and the first thing that comes to me is Baroque music in that kind of a setting. But yeah, this should be real fun.
It will, especially because we're playing some really modern music as well as
in that setting. See, what a clash!
Yeah, exactly.
How fun! All right, so that's Plymouth Church on Friday. Mm-hmm. And to wrap this up on Saturday, where are you at?
To wrap it up on Saturday, we always close at Drake. So the Cheslow Auditorium, beautiful, traditional. It's our most traditional concert hall. 7:30 at Cheslow.
Will there be wine?
There will be wine for donors. So if you'd like to go onto the Zenith website and donate, there's a wine reception afterwards.
Actually, see what Ashley does? She not only does this 51 weeks out of the year, the fundraising, she does it 52 weeks out of the year. Well done. When we talk about chamber music, and this is kind of an interesting flip when you do this at the Johnston Public Library and you're incorporating, but this is happening in lots of places where they're taking classical musical instruments and infusing it into jazz or blues or other things. Is that accurate?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of classically trained players are branching out into new genres. So we're doing a little bit of that, both with the Johnston Public Library event on Thursday, as well as other events. We're doing some cool Piazzolla tangos, which will make you want to dance or sit back and wish you were drinking a glass of wine, or you can be.
or coffee,
yeah.
Whatever it happens to be. Ashley, sit down, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Zenith Chamber Music Festival that goes on throughout this week in August. How much planning goes into something like this? I mean, you know, you got to secure the venues, you got to make sure those prices are right.
Right.
How much, you've got all these sponsors, are they pitching in pretty well?
You know, it's a lot of planning, but especially because my concerts are free, so I'm constantly negotiating fees for venues because I can't really afford a lot. But I think what takes more planning, but what I enjoy, is that I'm bringing in internationally acclaimed artists, so really fantastic players from around the world, but I'm also marrying them with some of our top local players.
Sure.
So I'm highlighting, trying to get that right mix of highlighting some of our great Des Moines talent and bringing in new talent.
We should talk to the folks at Noche.
Yes, I know.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, I've actually talked to Max, and I might do a concert there next year.
I think that would be way cool.
Yeah.
And really infuse a lot of different things with it. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Her name is Ashley Siddon, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Zenith Chamber Music Festival that happens all this week, courtesy of some fine donors. And Ashley, of course, is a professor of music at Drake University. My granddaughter plays viola.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, she's fourth grade?
Oh. And she's the 10-year-old you were talking about?
Yes.
My 10-year-old plays viola, too.
There you go. See? Yeah. And so it is an interesting thing to be a parent and listen to the squeaks.
Yes. Yes.
How is that the way kids get involved? I mean, early on, starting to understand, obviously, the instrument. But how do they become ingrained in the more cultural aspect of chamber music?
I think it's just from people exposing their kids to it. So sometimes I'll go out and I'll do concerts with some really funky music, and I'll play it for adults, and they're kind of shifting in their seats, obviously not loving it. And then I'll go to a school, and the kids just eat it up, and they've never heard anything weird or funky like that on a string instrument. And they're so open to these new sounds, but they don't get exposed to it. So that's the goal, part of the goal of this festival.
So I suspect that bring kids.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, because if they can see what's going on, I'll have to check out what's going on with Jovi and make sure that she hits her one or two of these things.
Yeah.
Her name is Ashley Sidon. The event is called the Zenith Chamber Music Festival. It goes on all this week. And we will link up to the website so that people can find out more. And more importantly, maybe they'll donate.
That would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Ashley, thanks so very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me,
and
Michael.
Say hi to Rachel when you...
I will.
She was the one that said, go talk to Michael. Yeah, okay.
She's fantastic.
I know, that's the way it goes. All right, we've been talking with Ashley Sidon, ladies and gentlemen. She is a professor of music at Drake University. We will have links to all this up on the radio blog so you can find out more about what's going on in our great community. All right, we're going to come back with more on the Business News Hour.